One of the things I just want to bring attention to for you all this morning is myself and Carol Leidick, our faith community nurse. Carol is sitting up here in the front. We are both wearing t-shirts, and I want to describe this shirt to you. It's from Mental Health America. And Mental Health America is one of but many organizations that work with people who are trying to improve their lives by working on their mental health issues. And Mental Health America also does a lot of good work in reaching out to those who are struggling with mental illness. And so, as you can see on the shirt, as I describe it, there's this image of this human figure, which is essentially pulling out their heart and holding it to their side. And what this is representing is, my heart is out here for you to see. And I think it's such a wonderful depiction. It's a wonderful piece of art, because those of us who do live with mental health issues, I myself, depression and anxiety, one of the things that we are constantly needing to do is stay connected. And I don't mean staying connected in the sense of, how is the weather today? How's your family doing? You know, kind of the standard surface level conversation pieces. But rather, staying connected is a much deeper, how are you truly doing? Have you struggled lately? What type of support do you have? Let's go get lunch. Let's spend time together, not just a quick passing interaction. And so myself and millions of other people, connection is so vitally important. Putting our hearts out there for you to see is so vitally important for us. And so, you know, on this Mental Health Sunday, I was asked a couple of questions this week. How am I going to speak to Pentecost? And I thought, it's a great tie-in to Mental Health Sunday, because have you ever really paid attention to the scripture reading that Eddie just read, this account of the first Pentecost? I mean, really paid attention. It's a deeply, deeply unsettling story. Winds are blowing open the doors, and flames are dancing above people's heads. Not to mention the babble of languages falling out of people's mouths. The speaking of tongues, right? I personally don't believe that we listen well to this story of the first Pentecost. We like the coming of the Holy Spirit part. That's comfortable. But what of those disciples who appeared drunk to some of the onlookers? What of the weird and seemingly unholy happenings? We tend to dismiss them and focus on the good parts, the parts like, all who call on the name of the Lord are saved. That sounds way better than holy heads on fire. That sounds way better than uncontrollable winds. That sounds way better than foreign languages tumbling out of familiar mouths. Some would say this passage only speaks of God's power, and that it's there to remind us that the Holy Spirit is a mystery and completely untamable. While this is true, this passage can have a whole lot more to say to us, especially on this Mental Health Sunday. So let's begin with the last part of the scripture reading. All who call on God are saved. all who call on God are saved. Did you all hear this? It says all. There's no comment on right theology. There's no comment on right behavior. There's no comment on right thinking. There's no comment on right living. Again, all who call on God are saved. No comment on right living, right thinking, right behavior, right theology. It also doesn't say that those who struggle with physical or mental illness have no place in the body of Christ. This strange story of the first Pentecost reasserts that salvation, the love of God shown in Christ, is for all people, not just some. The salvation, the love of God found in Christ, is for everyone. So, what of people who struggle in ways we don't like to see? What if people who struggle in ways that make us feel uncomfortable or weird? What if people who struggle in ways we don't want to acknowledge or that we don't want to experience in our own clean, copacetic lives? What of those people? Unfortunately, the church has remained silent for too long around the issues of mental illness, even though, according to the Grace Alliance, which is a nonprofit providing simple and innovative Christian mental health resources and programs for families and individuals alike who are experiencing mental health challenges, the Grace Alliance says that 27% of persons in a Sunday worship service are struggling with mental health issues. 27%. So if you take this group right now, I'm one of that 27%. Maybe some of you all are part of that 27%. People in that category are dealing with twice as many stressors in their lives and are walking away from their active faith and church life. Maybe you know of persons who aren't here today because they fall into this category. Maybe you don't show up sometimes because you are struggling and having a really, really tough day that you don't even want to get out of bed. There are some days where I don't want to get out of bed, but my wife reminds me, no, you've got to go. You're the pastor. So here I am. I have to learn to have fun with this stuff, y'all. If not, it can be quite a drag on my enthusiasm. So it might be important to reach out to those persons or make a visit. Check in with them. Also, most people who have been diagnosed with a mental health condition are coming first to the church for support. Believe it or not, they're coming in these doors for support. Yet, 30 to 40% are being dismissed and told by people in the church, both leaders and members alike, that their condition either doesn't exist or that their mental health difficulties are caused only by something spiritual, such as sin or a bondage issue, weak faith, not trusting the Lord enough, or even more radically, some kind of demonic activity or oppression. Unfortunately, sadly, we, the church, tend to fall back on the idea that illness, particularly mental illness, is a punishment for sin. even if we don't intellectually believe this. That's what we tend to fall back on in the church. This is how we act. That somehow people who live with mental illness don't have enough faith to be whole and complete. The account of Pentecost in Acts indicates a whole different truth. Imagine what we would say if somebody told us this story today. If someone came into our worship and said that they saw flames of fire above our heads, we might dismiss this person as having an hallucination. If they told us that they heard the sound of mighty and rushing winds, we might say the same thing. That person over there, they're a little crazy. They're a little out in left field. And then if they added that they heard us speaking in languages that are not our own, we would just shake our heads, turn away. If not, maybe we would back away in fear. We might call security over and say, keep an eye on that person. And how wrong we would be. How wrong we would be for treating someone that way. Maybe we can consider the Pentecost story as an invitation to welcome, include, support, and engage persons who live with mental illness. Let's face it, those disciples don't particularly sound well in this reading. Yet, God did not abandon them. God didn't turn them away. God didn't tell security to keep an eye on them. God didn't whisper in Jesus' ear saying, those disciples are crazy. God included them instead in the building of the early church. They might have had some unusual experiences and some unique ways of being in the world. That was for sure. But God used them to create the body of Christ that we all are now a part of. What if this story isn't just a story about the mysteries of the Holy Spirit, but also a story of welcome? And if we add this to Ezekiel's vision of that dusty, despairing valley, we get such a powerful promise of inclusion and new life. No brokenness, no illness is beyond the reach of our God. The breath of the Spirit gives all of us life. God transforms our bony, broken, despairing lives by knitting us together into the body of Christ. And that's pretty cool. For someone like me, that's awesome. It feels so good to be accepted. And we can all find wholeness and hope when we come together in the name of the one who loves all of us. On this Mental Health Sunday, I invite us all now to watch a brief video titled, What is Mental Health? And this was produced and put together by the Christian Church Disciples of Christ National Benevolent Association. Thank you.
think, do, and feel that contribute to our emotional, social, and psychological well-being.
Mental health is the ability to regulate, to bounce back, and to cope with life's many stresses.
Not a diagnosis or an emotion, but a state of mind that allows us to cope with all that life throws our way.
Mental health is being confident in who you are, being able to be who you are.
A state of well-being, which an individual realizes their own potential, that they can work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make a contribution to their community.
Mental health is just health.
I'm still learning that my mental health, just like physical health, is something I take care of and nourish regularly.
Just like physical health,
our mental health can become fatigued, malnourished, or compromised.
And just like physical health, it can change over time depending on our circumstances.
My normal, my mental health, looks different from yours because I cope with life's stress in my own unique ways. Therapy, 12-step meetings.
Boundaries, both your own boundaries and honoring the boundaries of the people around you, and that includes church communities.
Regular exercise, healthy eating.
Knowing that it is okay to feel your feelings, whatever they are.
Being free to feel, to express, to communicate.
Being comfortable in asking for help when help is needed.
It also means wearing a crazy hat when you want to. And sometimes I want to.
What could the church do to best serve those with mental health challenges?
What can the church do to best serve those whose normal is different?
Is be vulnerable enough to ask, how do we support them? How do we assist them? How do we just journey with them along the way?
Welcoming everyone, no matter where they're at on their mental health journey, and celebrating.